Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. I tried an experiment a few days ago. On my Parenting with Cheryl Irwin Facebook page, I posted an invitation for parents to let me know what they're curious about, what challenges they face, and what they might want to see addressed on this little commentary. I was delighted with the responses, thanks to you, those of you who posted suggestions. And I was a bit surprised at one question that showed up several times. How, several parents asked, do I motivate my kids? How can I encourage them to have goals, to work hard at something? It's a great question. Most parents want to raise a child who cares and is willing to work hard when it matters, someone who has goals in life. And many parents tell me that their children seem to be on cruise control most of the time, that getting them to work on something and to stick with it is difficult. Obviously, the ability to set goals and to work hard to accomplish them is important. Why do so many kids seem so uninspired and uncooperative? Well, it may be helpful to take a look at what isn't helpful. Contrary to popular belief, offering rewards and incentives, let's call them bribes, does not motivate kids or anyone else. This isn't just my opinion, by the way. It comes from lots of solid research, much of it from the business community. When you pay people or offer prizes for tasks they should be doing anyway, they actually become less interested in doing those tasks. In addition, the child who will make her bed for 25 cents this week will want 50 next week. And a dollar next month. I talk to parents and teachers every day who firmly believe that children will be more motivated and will work harder when they offer incentives, and our local school district is an excellent example. But the research says otherwise. If you're curious, check out Daniel Pink's excellent book, Drive. So what does motivate children? Well, ask yourself what your child believes about work, goals, and cooperation. Children are far more motivated to cooperate and participate when they have a voice in the process. But most adults simply decide what the goals should be and then tell their kids to achieve them. If your child is school-aged, consider asking her what she thinks is important. What does she believe is worth working for? Sometimes a child resists working hard because parents have turned the issue into a power struggle. When parents insist, kids resist. Children often believe that cooperating with adults means the adults have won, and no child wants to be the loser. Children may also believe that your love and attention are conditional and depend on whether or not they meet your expectations. A child may feel discouraged or lack a sense of belonging, and this doesn't exactly inspire better behavior. Parents usually respond to a lack of motivation by pushing harder, shaming a child, or taking away privileges until grades or cooperation improve. Not surprisingly, this rarely makes a long-term difference. If your child doesn't seem motivated or engaged, ask yourself what she believes about herself, about you, and about the situation. Ask respectfully for her help rather than insisting on results. Invite her to help you solve the problem and listen calmly to what matters most to her. Take a step back, catch your breath, and let your child experience the results of her own choices. Smile and say thank you. And perhaps most important, have a little faith. Children will step forward when you make room for them to do so. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.